Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guest, Barbara Checkey, who is the director of the Bedford County Veterans Office, along with her first-class helper, Debbie Rose, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
I learned something interesting coming over here to the Veterans Affairs Office in Bedford County. By percentage, at least it seems to me, we have an extraordinary number of veterans living here in this county. So it's really great to know that. And with us is Barbara Checkey, who's going to tell us all about the world of veterans. Many of us served in the Army and the Navy and the Coast Guard and the Marine Corps and Air Force. I miss anybody, Barbara? I always get somebody mad if I miss somebody.
No, I think you did good.
Okay. This is a subject which is very much in the news these days, mostly because the president has been talking about the VA. But we're here actually to talk about a different outfit. This is called the Bedford County Veterans Affairs. And Barbara and Debbie work very hard here to make sure all the local veterans find out what may be coming to them in terms of benefits and also some general information. I've used this office on a number of occasions. They got some great little books here. You can come in and get little books about, you know, things you did when you served and what year you were in and what might happen and what kind of thing might cause some benefit to you. So this is a very interesting place. First of all, I want to thank you, Barb, for doing this. We made this interview at the very last minute, so I appreciate your doing this.
It's my pleasure.
Barbara is a vet herself. She is an old Navy lady, like me, except I'm not a Navy lady. I'm a Navy guy. But I was very interested to hear about your service. You were a mess cook, rated mess cook, right?
Correct.
That's pretty interesting. And, you know, in the Navy, as you know, it's specific. All of the jobs are specifically rated. They call them ratings. So if you don't call someone a sergeant or a corporal, you call them by what they actually do. You worked on engines or radios, or you worked in the kitchen, the big galley like you did. So that's interesting. Where did you serve?
I served at Indiantown, Maryland, and then I was in Hawaii for 2 years.
Whereabouts in Hawaii?
I was on the island of Oahu. It was beautiful.
Were you at Pearl Harbor? Were you at the base in Pearl Harbor?
Yes. Yes, good. I was there.
Spent a lot of time there. That's great. I used to tie up at the sub base and our ship would come in, so it's great. I never understood why they tied a surface ship up at a sub base, but they did. That's a nice place to have duty. I mean, it's there could be worse places. You could have been in ADAC, Alaska or something.
Yes, it was definitely nice.
Yes, Hawaii is great. Well, Barbara, tell me what a vet can expect to see when they walk in this place. What are you here for?
Well, a lot of times they come in, they just have general questions about what benefits they may be eligible for. Some of them have never brought their DD-214 in to be registered, so we do encourage veterans to register their DD-214 at the Register and Recorder's office. That's a good step because should something happen to a veteran and his spouse cannot locate their discharge papers, then they could go get one, or we could get them one.
Oh, really?
Yes, that way they don't have to wait for weeks to get one.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you come in to your office here, and you bring your DD-214, which is your discharge document.
Correct.
And you register it. And where is it registered? In the county?
Yes, at the Register and Recorders.
I see.
There's no fee. And they could get copies anytime they need them.
Well, anybody that's ever been in the Army or the Navy or whatever knows to keep that document. They always tell you that when you get out and say, don't lose this thing.
Yes.
Make copies. You know, do things, something with it. I certainly use mine on occasion. So I never saw such a magnificently decorated Veterans Affairs office in my life as before I came to Bedford as this one is. You've got it beautifully adorned. You've got the flags outside. You got a little, sometimes some plants or something around. So you take some care with this, don't you?
Yes, we'd like people to feel welcome when they come in, and we wanted to make it easy. We used to be in the little building along the sidewalk, and then this office became available, and we moved here probably 5 to 6 years now I've been here. And we wanted to make it easy for the veterans who were used to going to the other building, that when they came here, those flags would be there. They couldn't miss us.
I see. So you've got, and do you bring those in every day?
No, we leave them out in the hallway.
Oh, that's great. This office, by the way, is almost directly across where they have the commissioners' meeting, so it's pretty easy to find.
Yes.
And it's right off the Penn Street entrance to the courthouse. So if you ever come in here, you'll find some very interesting office. Now, tell me a little bit about what Debbie and you do in here. If there's a guy or girl coming in with a request, how's it go? Does it cost them something to do this or what?
Oh, no. Every service we offer them is free of charge. The county, you know, we're hired by the county. And they come in. A lot of times they just want to see what they're eligible for. So looking at their DD-214, sometimes we may see something. For instance, if they're a Vietnam veteran, they're going to be eligible for certain things that maybe they weren't aware of.
Right.
So you have to know, you know, how to read a DD-214 and be able to guide them.
So I guess in the Army, it probably depends a lot on where you served, whether it be Vietnam or any other combat area, combat theater. And if you're in the Navy, it might be where your ship was deployed, things like that. So that's kind of they look for. I guess the same thing with the Air Force.
And if there was an honorable discharge or
right.
general, you know, different mm-hmm. discharges mean something.
I see. So, yeah, I see. That takes care of that.
Yeah.
I know you have books around here. I've seen them. And there are educational benefits. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well, depending on when they entered into the service, they can sometimes get benefits for their family. For instance, when my husband and I were in, when he got out, he was eligible for GI benefits. And when he lost his job at Steel Mill, he looked into that, and he went to college through the GI benefit.
Hmm.
Also, veterans who are 100% service-connected can also go to schooling.
I see.
And sometimes their family can.
So these are things I can learn by coming in here and talking to you folks. And sometimes you can unearth something that we didn't know about. Yeah.
Yes, and sometimes, like, for instance, there are things, like, with the schooling, a lot of times, you know, you find a school, and then that school, they will help you get enlisted or enrolled. See, I'm in the military. I'm enlisting them.
Mm-hmm.
But they get enrolled in the school, and they will help them with their paperwork because they want, you know, the business, and they are very willing to help.
I remember when I got out of the Navy in the 60s, there was no GI Bill for school.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to be a sophomore in college, apparently they enacted something. It would have been around 67 or 8. So they enacted something that kicked in a new GI Bill for the guys coming home from Vietnam or in that Vietnam era. And as a result, I was able to take advantage of that, and I used the GI Bill to finish my college. And it just saved my life. That thing was tremendous. They not only paid for your school, but they gave you a little money to live on as well. They still do that kind of thing?
Yes, they do have programs similar to that. They, what would happen is the veteran, we have a phone number to call. A lot of times they like the veteran to call them when it comes to the schooling, and they'll ask them certain questions because it would have to do with the years they were in and so on like that. And they're very helpful. So if we don't know all the answers, you know, about certain subjects or helps that veterans need, we definitely can give them guidance as to where to go.
Right. So in addition to the education, there's things you can do with loans. Is that right, too?
Yes, and we do have a good contact in Johnstown, and we've heard good reports that they've helped veterans get their home loans. So that's nice to hear. They've even sent us emails of one of the veterans who, you know, was glad about the care that he got and the help he got, because it can be a little tricky with some of the veterans' home loans.
Well, because of the – who makes the loans, the Veterans Administration or someone else, or is it just an aid thing?
It's through the bank, and what happens is a veteran does not have to have a down payment. So that helps a lot of veterans.
That's the connection. I got you. So – if I just want to get a loan on a house, does the being a veteran help you at all with credit worthiness, or is it just?
No, the bank still has the right to look into your credit to see if you're able to pay the pay the loan.
Right.
But they don't require down payment, which helps a lot of veterans.
Our guest is Barbara Checkey. She is the director of the Bedford County Veterans Affairs Office here in Bedford County. And if you have not seen this place and you are a veteran, you should definitely come in and visit. It's really an amazing thing. They have all kinds of publications here from the federal government, and also things that Barbara and Debbie have prepared here in Bedford County. One of the things I noticed when I moved here 3 years ago, there's an extraordinary veterans presence here. You don't see that everywhere. I mean, the veterans may be around in some places, but I see a lot of physical presence about it. We have these memorials in the middle of the square. We have your office, which is very, very visible. There's a lot of VFWs, a lot of American Legions. I just came out of a big city, and they have those things, but they're nowhere near as visible as I see here. And so I really sense a very special attentive to this. Am I getting that right, in your opinion?
I believe so. I believe Bedford County is a very patriotic town, and I do believe they honor their veterans.
Yeah. Are you a native of this area yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, then you probably have seen it all your life then. And also, it seemed to me that a lot of people enlisted here, especially years ago. It had to do with that patriotism and that sense of duty. So people from Bedford County came here and enlisted right out of high school. I did. I was literally right out of high school, right into the service. So that probably is common with a lot of people. We are going to talk some more with Barb in a second. And when we come back, we're going to find out what is going on here with a little promotion that got going. That's going to make it very interesting. Bill Mock, who we have had as a guest on this program in the past, is head of the Vietnam Veterans Administration. Okay. And that's not true. It's a Vietnam Veterans Association. They always correct me on this because they say it's not VVA of America. It's the VVA of Bedford. So, Bill, if you're listening, I got it right. Okay. When Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Perhaps while driving around Bedford County lately, you may have noticed our current outdoor billboards. Stephanie March, general manager of Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, knows better than anyone about our mission of total satisfaction. When we talk about our 7 ways to save, we mean not only are we saving you money, but also saving you some time and aggravation. Our attention to complete satisfaction makes sure you're happy with our vehicles and service, which keeps us happy to have a loyal customer. Our 7 ways to save is a process to ensure you have complete information to make the decision that's best for you when you purchase a car or truck. We encourage you to visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru right here in Bedford and see for yourself why our goal is your complete satisfaction. Visit us on Business Route 220 north of Bedford, or visit us 24/7 online at thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Bill Wirtz of the Bedford County Vietnam Veterans. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
Okay, we have returned to the Bedford County Veterans Affairs Office here in the courthouse in downtown Bedford. And I want to remind you that there's an event coming up at the Bedford Springs, which is very, very much related to what we are talking about today. They're going to reenact the Radioman A School, the U.S. Navy Radioman A School at the Bedford Springs. In case you didn't know it, there was a major school, the Navy had a major school at the Bedford Springs between 1942 and 1944, where they trained Navy radiomen to be deployed on their ships as a radio operator. Being a former Navy radio operator myself, I was very interested in this whole promotion. It's going to be on the 29th and 30th of April, and so if you want to learn more, just contact the Bedford Springs, and they're going to tell you all about it, but it's going to be a great thing. They're going to have guys, you know, dressed up as sailors from World War II. There's going to be a demonstration of some of the actual radio equipment, some Morse code training, things like that. So it's the Navy Radioman School reenactment on the 29th and 30th of April. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Getting back to the courthouse and our lovely guest today, Barbara Checkey, who is the director of the Veterans Affairs, you have a very interesting promotion coming up, Welcome Home. Now, I remember when I got out of the Navy in 1966, it was kind of before all the nonsense started later when the Vietnam vets were coming home. So I didn't really personally experience any of this other than the fact that there was a lot of disinterest in the fact that I had been in the military, but there was none of the hostility. But later, very definitely in this late 60s and early 70s, there was. So why are we doing a welcome home thing? Well, is that having something to do with that?
Well, yes. The local Vietnam Veterans Organization, for the last 2 years, if I'm correct, have put on a welcome home Vietnam Veterans ceremony. But last year when I was there, it just troubled me that they have their own ceremony. And I spoke to my assistant Debbie about it, some ideas, and we approached them with the ideas, and they were agreeable to them. So that's what we're trying to do is encourage people to come out. It will be the 30th of March, and it's 11 o'clock at the square where the Vietnam Memorial is.
Right. So I understand you're going to have to arrange some sort of transportation or something. How's
yes.
that going to work?
Well, I went to Bowman's. First, I went to the Vietnam Veterans Group and threw out the idea that I had of having Bowman's buses pick them up at the fairgrounds and bringing them to us. We should be waiting to honor them, and we should be waiting to celebrate them at least one time.
Right.
So I went to Bowman's buses, and they said they would be willing to do it. The Vietnam veterans, they said, yes, you can, you know, you can do it. So they gave Deb and I the go-ahead, and, you know, we've been planning, you know, a few things for them. There'll be a police escort that will lead them in through town, and the buses will be leaving the fairgrounds around 10:40. So we ask that the Vietnam veterans get there at least by 10:30. And we are asking that the community helps. We want this to be a community thing, not our office thing. We want it to be give you the opportunity, Bedford County, to help us welcome the veterans by standing out along the streets and the sidewalk between the fairgrounds and downtown. They'll be going up Pitt Street, making a right on Richard. And then they will make another right to come to the courthouse. So we'd like people lined up, as many as can come, to give them some honor that they have never gotten, and maybe at least ease some of the pain that we have not experienced. So that's the biggest thing we're asking. Let it be a Bedford County event that we all join together for their sake.
Well, you know, for those of you who aren't old enough to remember this, I certainly do. I was working at a radio station in Boston in 1970, and I remember a group of guys who had just come back from Vietnam arrived at the Logan Airport in Boston, and they got off the airplane, and people in the hallways literally threw things at them. I mean, that's how bad it was, and they called them baby killers and all this other stuff. And it wasn't far after the My Lai incident when everybody that was in the news, and the general opinion was that these people were not to be honored at all. And so if you're wondering why they're having a welcome home event for these guys, this is why, because this is what they saw. In fact, I will tell you a personal story. I have a classmate of mine. We lived in eastern Pennsylvania, And he said he had been a lieutenant and was stationed at Long Binh, Vietnam, and came home to Delaware County in Pennsylvania and went to the local drugstore. And he was still in uniform. He had literally had just gotten off the plane. And the druggist said, his name was John Gillis, and he said, "Hi, John, how are you?" He says, "Been away?" That's all he said to him. So, and you know, in a way, that was as vicious as having somebody throw something at you, you know. I mean, here he is in his, you know, first lieutenant uniform, obviously with his Vietnam ribbons on and all that stuff, and the guy says something stupid like that. So I think that we've learned, I hope, that that's not what you do. But it was a different time, and so I think it's wonderful what you've done. So they're going to come to the Vietnam Memorial. They're going to get off their Bowman bus. Is there going to be some sort of ceremony there? How's that going to work, Barb?
Yes, we have a gentleman from Indiantown Gap. At that time, they will be bringing a Vietnam veteran lapel pin. Each veteran will be publicly acknowledged, and that pin will be placed on their lapel that day. This is something that has to be done public. It's not me handing them out in the office. They want it done publicly.
Great.
To honor those veterans.
So this is open to anybody. Obviously, it served in Vietnam, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, whatever. And tell me the date again.
Okay, and it's for Vietnam era veterans as well as Vietnam.
It is.
Yes. So anybody who's in Vietnam or Vietnam era veterans, I actually had someone tell me that their husband wasn't in Vietnam and he had the same treatment because he was in during that time.
Well, right. And I said it didn't happen to me because I was so early, but I know that it happened to a lot of people who got out here and served in San Diego or someplace, you know, and just boom, they retreated that way. And as you know, the guy that put me up to this interview, by the way, is Bill Mock, who's one of the leaders of the Vietnam Veterans Association here in Bedford County. You know, told me that every time they greet another vet, they say welcome home to them. It's just a little thing they do. Mm-hmm. And it gives us memory of what they should have been treated like when they arrived.
Yes.
This has not happened with the Iraqi people. This happened with these guys.
Right.
So we'll be back with more of Bedford County Speaks in a moment when we continue.
In the early days of World War II, everything was in short supply, including the critical shortage of trained Navy radio operators. Schools and training sessions opened all over the nation, including right here in Bedford County. Join us now as the Omni Bedford Springs Resort and Spa celebrates the anniversary of the U.S. Navy Radioman A School that operated right here at the Springs in 1944. Be here on Saturday, April 28th and Sunday the 29th and see the historical documents, photos, and expert speakers who will address this exciting time in Bedford County. Hear a special presentation by war historian Dennis Tice and a live demonstration of actual Morse code messages that were sent from Bedford Springs. Presented by the Bedford County Amateur Radio Society, a Join the Navy program for children, and even a showing of the famous bogie film Casablanca. All exhibits are open both Saturday and Sunday, so don't miss it. Navy Radioman School Day at the fantastic Omni Bedford Springs Resort and Spa.
This is Bill Wirtz of the Bedford County Vietnam Veterans. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Our guest is Barbara Checkey. She is the director of the Veterans Affairs Office here in Bedford County. Tell me, do you have any World War II vets ever come in here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
We don't have as many, but we do have some World War II veterans come in.
Yeah, and I bet, I mean, talk about interesting people. And
oh, yes.
We often talk about, you know, the vets, and but to me, there's no vets like those guys. I mean, that was that went on for a very long time, and it was very intense, and everybody was very involved. And so you, I guess they say they're losing a lot of them a day just out of sheer old age, but then you have the Korean era veterans, right, mm-hmm. the Vietnam veterans. How about the new guys, the guys that are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan and stuff? Do you see any of those?
I've seen a few, not as many, and I believe the big thing is they're helping a lot of them when they get out of service.
Mm-hmm.
They have them sit down with somebody and sort of tell them what's available to them. And then if they miss anything or need any help in the future, they come in here. But I don't see as many of those. I think mostly I see what Debbie and I see are a lot of Vietnam-era veterans, Korean some World War II.
Right.
And not that we haven't helped any younger ones. We have. But it's not a not as big of an amount, not as large of an amount.
Well, the extent of the conflicts were longer, and the tours were longer, and, of course, the casualties were dramatically higher in all those places. In fact, I just read a very interesting statistic. We lost more people in Vietnam than we did in World War I, which is a striking statistic. I don't think you really appreciate that until you read something like that. So it's a pleasure to talk with you about this. What is going to go on in this office, say, in the next 6 months that we should know about? Do you have anything new coming up, or is there anything we should know about?
Yes, we do have an outreach event coming up, and that will be – that's in May, and I will put that date in the newspaper.
Okay. It's an outreach event? And
yes.
What happens when you have an outreach event? You invite people here?
Yes, we actually have an outreach van that comes up from Indiantown Gap. This year we're going to be at the VFW in Shellsburg. We try to switch it up.
So what do they do in their van?
Well, they bring a lot of information. There's service officers, which do what I do. And if people have questions, maybe some that didn't know there was an office, if they hear that, sometimes they rather go there and they'll ask questions or, you know, get help with different situations.
So they're going to go to Shellsburg with the van this time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go, you just go to – it's at the VFW in Shellsburg, you said?
Yes. And also we have a health fair coming up also that we're going to try – I'm waiting for approval on that, you know, for the van to come here then.
Barbara's looking at her computer as we're speaking here. And this is a great thing about radio. She can do that without anybody caring about it because – this is why we like radio better than television. I told Barb before we started the interview, you don't even have to get made up for this show. It's the best part about it. You can do it in your pajamas if you want. It doesn't matter.
Well, I see it. It will be May the 18th.
Okay, May
is
the 18th.
That will be. Yes.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing about that as well. And what have I missed here? Anything?
Well, I'll tell you something I would like to throw out there concerning the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Ceremony. Because we are getting buses and there will be lapel pins, we are asking that people call and register at our office so we have an idea how many people are coming. Our phone number is 623-4848. Please call and register if you're a Vietnam era veteran or a Vietnam veteran who is planning to come to the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Ceremony.
All right. And I'll repeat that phone number at the end of the program as well. Do you have a website here? Should I know about your website? Yeah, you have a website. You do. It's called BedfordCountyPA.org. Is there a link for the Veterans Office on here?
Yes. They could just send it to – they could go to the county website, and they could look under Veterans, and it would link
them
right
to me. Okay. So it's right on the county website. You can learn more about it. Mm-hmm. Well, Barbara, you've been terrific. I feel like we sure we didn't miss anything here. We get everything?
Well, one thing I do want to say is I'm thankful that we have three county commissioners that really support the veterans and everything that, you know, we want to do for the veterans. I think that's a very, very good to have.
I think it's extraordinary that all three are vets.
Yes, they are.
I mean,
are.
This is highly unusual for elected officials nowadays.
Yes.
And, you know, Josh Lang and Barry DeLara and, of course, Paul Crooks are all vets of various services. So it's you're a lucky girl to have these guys up there doing that.
In fact,
we should make this a requirement in the future.
Yes.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, Barbara Check, you've been great. I really appreciate it. And before we run away, I want to remind you that the program today was brought to you in part by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And also, don't forget about their really, really big event happening on the 29th and 30th at the Bedford Springs, the Navy Radioman Day. You'll be hearing more about that on the station as the week wears on. This is going to be a big deal. At least it is to me. I think it's the coolest thing I've ever heard of. I never went to radioman school. I learned on the ship. So these radioman schools are pretty extensive, and I don't think anybody has ever really seen one. You get a big chance to see one, especially when it was like 75 years ago. So that's going to be really something to see. So we want to thank you very much for joining us today. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru right on 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.